So after you get them up there and they fatten up, then how would you kill them? Would you explain? Would you take them out of the mountain or down from the mountain to the and kill them on the mountain or kill them on the farm?
Well, they'd use it take them back to the farm and kill them. However, they could kill them there. I know of one instant. A man, they had a lot of hogs out, and they were going to go try to find them. And they're taking the wagon, hitched up a team of mules, and they're taking a shovel and some guns, and their dogs. They had dogs that hunt hogs just like we've got dogs today that hunt deer and stuff like that. Them dogs would hunt hogs, and they'd trail them. One could go along here today, and a real good hog dog would trail that hog in the morning. That same, you could put him on that trail, and he wouldn't go very fast, but he'd trail him. Well, this part is, there was three or four of the men, and they went in this wagon, and they found some of these hogs. They'd got fat out on the range, you know. And that's the way a lot of them would just wait till they got fat. Later years, if they quit driving them to these woods, well, they run out there in the woods all the time. And they'd go kill them. Just take their dogs and go hunt them up. They had a mark, you know. Every person had a mark. He's had hogs on the range. Well, he had a mark, just like they did cattle. And
where would they make the mark?
On the ears. It'd be a ear mark. There's one mark they call a swallow fork. It was just a V taken right out of the end of the ear up there. And they call that a swallow fork. And then there's a crop. A crop off, they'd cut the end of the ear off just straight across. And that was a crop. And a swallow fork, maybe it'd be a crop in the left and a swallow fork in the right. Or a crop in the left and an underbit the right. Now, underbit was a gap right in under the lower part of the ear there.
I see. So he found a hog with those marks.
Yeah, he found. You see, every feller, he'd try to get around in time to mark the pigs, you know, while they're little. And every person had a mark, you know. Might be crop off in both ears and something else, you know. Or, of course, they could be changed. Now, if a fellow wanted to be, you know, if he wanted to get his neighbor's hogs, they could remark them and all like that. Whatever, that was done, too.
Was that if the man would change the mark, would that be something between him and the other man, or would you call the law, or how would that
work? Well, they just, I don't know that I ever know them convicting anybody on changing the marks, but they done that just like you seen in westerns, you know, of changing the brands on cattle, you know, and things like that. But they had brands for their cattle. Whatever their mark was for the hog, that was the mark for their cattle, you know. Mm-hmm. They registered that brand at the county seat, and just like timber companies in later years, they've got a certain color paint, and that's on record. And